If you were around in the 1980s, this TV theme might stir up some memories. Memories of Blake, Crystal, Alexis, and the whole Carrington family, the main characters of the TV show Dynasty, which turns 40 this year. Between introducing one of the first out gay characters to mass audiences and offering up scenes of unforgettable camp, the hit primetime series quickly became iconic TV, especially among LGBTQ plus audiences. For Pride Month, Chloe Veltman of member station KQED visited the stately home south of San Francisco where the show's earliest episodes were filmed. She was joined by a Dynasty superfan. Here's that story.
Pride Month is in full bloom at Filoli Mansion as I stand underneath the canopy of fluttering rainbow flags, waiting for the arrival of San Francisco drag royalty.
I'm here to check on my house.
That's performer, club owner, and Dynasty fan Darcy Drollinger. Wearing red patent stilettos and a voluminous black wig, the drag artist is decked out as one of her favourite TV characters, Alexis Carrington Colby.
So take this junk and your blonde tramp. Get out of my home.
The character of arch-villainess Alexis Colby, played by Joan Collins in the original series, didn't appear until season two. By that time, production had moved from Filoli to a soundstage in Hollywood. But that doesn't stop Drollinger, channeling Alexis, from acting like she owns the place as we launch into a Dynasty-themed tour after regular visiting hours.
Well, they've kept up things quite nicely, actually, but there was some riffraff here earlier. Who are these people in my house?
Surprisingly, for someone who produced a drag show inspired by Dynasty, this is Drollinger's first visit to Filoli. She's awed by the estate's opulence.
Breathtaking.
And the Dynasty connections we hear about from Filoli tour guide Willa Brock. Like the massive chandeliered ballroom.
In this room, a pretty pivotal scene happened just when Blake and Crystal got married.
The dining room presided over by an oil painting featuring a dead hare suspended from one of its hind legs.
In the first couple episodes, they have a pretty strained family dinner in here.
And the library, with its oak-paneled walls and shelves laden with antique books.
In Dynasty, this was Blake Carrington's office.
I'm offering you a chance to straighten yourself out.
Brock tells us the Filoli Library was the site in 1981 of this iconic scene between patriarch Blake Carrington and Stephen, his misunderstood son.
Straighten myself out. I'm not sure I know what that means.
Drollinger says this was one of the first appearances of an openly gay central character in a primetime TV drama. Up to that point, gay characters were either in the closet or played for laughs.
Even looking later on, when gay characters were in television shows like Melrose Place, they didn't have as much character development as Stephen did.
There was a precedent for Stephen Carrington. The rival primetime soap Dallas featured a dramatic gay character for two episodes in 1979, Kit Mainwaring.
I'm a homosexual, Bobby.
But J. Reid Miller, a Haverford College philosophy professor who studies queer representations and culture, says Stephen Carrington wasn't just out, he was also integral to the series.
And there for the long haul. You can't just get rid of him after a couple episodes. You can't write him out of the storyline because he's part of the family.
Yet most fans agree Stephen Carrington is by no means the gayest thing about Dynasty.
If the champagne is too burned for your taste, Miss Devereaux, don't drink it.
Alexis Carrington is the highest camp on television, the juiciest character, and the most drag.
Drollinger says the 2017 reboot of Dynasty didn't come close to matching the original's over-the-top magic. She adds if Joan Collins ever comes to town, she'd love to buy her a bottle of champagne. She promises it won't be burnt. For NPR News, I'm Chloe Veltman in San Francisco.